Hundreds of people gathered in downtown Jacksonville's newly named James Weldon Johnson Park today on the 60th anniversary of Axe Handle Saturday, when a mob of white men attacked peaceful civil rights demonstrators around what was then called Hemming Plaza. Community leaders are calling for changes to address the persistent inequality that those demonstrators fought against.
I just wanna live. God protect me.
Rodney Hurst led the peaceful sit-in in 1960 and would go on to continue his activism and become a historian and author. At the commemoration Thursday, Hurst's niece and current city councilwoman Brenda Priestley Jackson looks back on the dark day, but then turns to today's issues.
Septic tanks that need to be removed, crumbling infrastructure, economic development not viable or visible in certain parts of our city, disparate educational outcomes and opportunities.
Young black activists here today, like Alexis Kiara, say they feel inspired to create change.
We're the generation to continue to push forward what our ancestors and what our elders have instilled in us. We have that ancestral rage running through us, and we have to continue to push forward with our beliefs.
As the city remembers Axe Handle Saturday, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced Thursday Johnson Park is being added to a national register of places that were significant in the African American civil rights movement.